of monkeys to me.
Candle, Why Modern Radio is A-OK, and you're listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. This is the Licks and Lyrics Show. Licks and Lyrics is underwritten by RM Source. For over 15 years, RM Source has been providing on-site IT support, software development, and data center solutions to companies around the world for all your IT needs. RMSource.com. And you also can support your local community independent commercial-free radio by going to wcomfm.org and clicking on the Donate Now button, or you can mail us a check at 300G Main Street in Carrboro. Lots and lots of fun ways that you can support local radio. And we've got some local live musicians here in the studio with us. I've got Matt Phillips and Cameron Cook. Can we say hello, gentlemen? I've turned on your microphones. Let's see if they work.
Hello.
Okay, so now remember, you see how I'm almost touching it, but I'm not touching the microphone. When you're talking, this is how close you want to be. When you're singing, then it's okay to
do. Of course, yes.
Okay, Matt's got it now. Cool. Okay, there we go. Cameron's
all
got
right.
it now, too.
On board.
Okay, so welcome. It's been a while. Matt and Cameron, welcome for the first time. Matt's been on before. In fact, Matt was on when the station was
in a scarier place.
In the
itty-bitty little room.
yeah.
Oh, the memories.
Yes. So it's been a while.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Uh-huh. You've been busy.
Yes, ma'am. Lots of touring, lots of writing, and starting a couple new projects. So it's a busy time to be a musician in Chapel Hill, but I really love it.
That's good. And you like being busy, too.
I do, yeah. I'm the type that can't really do well.
I know. I remember, in fact, I think the last time you were on the radio, you were like coming here, going to play, then you were going to go busk out on Franklin Street, and then you were going to play at a bar at like midnight.
Yes. So, yeah. I remember that day. Yeah. And it was awesome. That was like one of my best paydays in a long time. One for the record books. You know? You always see it when you do the work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So you said another project in the works. So I've got Bones.
Yes.
In my hand. But so there's more to come?
Yes. So Bones was the first solo singer-songwriter, like I'm just going to do a nice demo type of thing.
Yeah, like an EP type of thing, six songs.
Just to put something out under my name and you know, get a sense of who I was by recording.
Uh-huh.
And then I did a full studio record called Move that was released in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 10 tracks with a band that I played, oh gosh, over 100 shows with. We were really, really tight. And then we all kind of went our separate ways.
Because they graduated.
Went to grad school or decided to pursue other stuff. Some guys got into media and other things related, but not necessarily playing.
Right. Something that actually pays more productively than the whole music. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
And so I started working with some really great session guys from the area and playing gigs with them. And so now the group has expanded to over 30 musicians. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Now, because it's Matt and the Philharmonic still?
Yeah, it's Matt and the Philharmonic.
But the Philharmonic is a movable Philharmonic.
Yeah, it really, you know, it depends on the gig and the budget, truthfully.
And who's allowed, whose schedule allows them to come.
Exactly, yeah. So it's been a really great opportunity to kind of shed the same tunes with a bunch of different people's ideas.
Interesting. Mixed in.
Which, you know, for me as the writer is such a complete joy because I get to basically pay really good musicians from bands I like to
make
in.
Your music wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I get so many different flavors of their tunes. So sometimes the Philharmonic looks like a bluegrass band with, you know, fiddle and mandolin or upright bass. And then there's times where we've taken it more toward the jazz end for a couple wedding gigs and things like that. And I love having Cameron, you know, as my right-hand man on stage. And so we kind of started thinking about playing some of his tunes. And so that's where this Phillips and Cook project came up. So we're going to be going on tour as a duo.
Wait. Okay, I didn't know about this. All right. So, back it up. Beep, beep, beep. All right. So, Cameron, you're a songwriter.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
A tremendous songwriter.
Oh, wow.
So, there is, y'all are now playing each other's stuff now?
Getting into the rehearsal process right now. We're planning a tour for late September, early October. We're going to go up to Connecticut and back through New York and Philly and Boston. And still kind of routing that at the moment.
And so you're calling it the Phillips and Cook project?
Well, yeah, it's going to be called Phillips and Cook.
Or Locally Famous or whatever you're going to...
Famously Local.
Yeah, we loved that, earlier. And so I think that's going to be the name
of the Famously Local tour.
Yeah. But we were just so kind of entranced in each other's writing process by, you know, virtue of just comparing notes.
And did y'all meet at school also?
No, we met on Franklin Street.
A funny story, actually. Yeah.
Well,
it's
funny. We're both busking at the same corner.
Yeah. Well, that's how I remember it. There's a couple different renditions of this tale, which is kind of beautiful. It's like a folkloric kind of thing.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Sure. And every time you tell it, they're more like ninjas.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the way I remember it, it was Halloween, I think. And
wait. Okay. So are we talking Halloween just a year ago?
No. Halloween
probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
2011.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It was our freshman year. I was still at ECU at that time, and Cam was dressed as the sexy sax man,
Careless Whisper,
of course, from the YouTube video. And so, you know, shirtless. Were they leather pants? At least black.
No, pants. They were dark jeans, dark
really?
Wash.
You did
it was
your
a dark
best.
Wash.
Okay.
Yeah. I penciled in a little mustache.
And had suspenders on, and he was playing. And so.
Were playing the riff over and over.
I saw him crossing the street, and I was playing. I was dressed up as Bob Dylan in whiteface. So I had my harmonica holder.
And y'all were like coming towards each other.
Exactly. And so I was like, this guy must play jazz. So we played Summertime, the George Gershwin tune.
As y'all were walking together?
Well, I yelled it at him. And he stopped and played, but both of us were probably in full-on party mode by that.
Yeah, that is a magical moment.
Yep. We've been really good friends ever since, and Cam played in one of the first iterations of the Philharmonic.
Closer to the mic.
Cam played in one of the first iterations of the Philharmonic, which was really cool, and then we kind of like both took a little break to work on our own stuff, and then recently, as Cam has been graduating from UNC, it's just sort of been like the right thing to do to play and write together. So.
Okay, so I know you got your toys all tuned up and you're ready to play, but before we go on, so Matt Phillips, obviously, you can find your music if you Google Cameron Cook, then can you find your music, or do you need to
not
Google?
Quite yet?
Okay.
So I just kind of re-entered the. I was focusing a lot on my, you know, my saxophone playing, my jazz music playing, and studying. And so now I've come back into my singer-songwriter mode, and so I'm going to be releasing some music here shortly.
Ah.
So keep an eye out for Cameron Cook. Yeah.
Okay, so you're in. So then you'll come back.
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you ready to rock me?
Sure.
Yes,
ma'am. We're going to do a song called Mr. Radio that was sort of an expression of my... distaste for the news. Sometimes you gotta venture out into the woods and be by yourself, away from the, you know, the other voices. So this is what that's about.
Okay. Mr. Radio, live on WCOM. Matt Phillips and Cameron Cook.
When I was young, put on the radio, I listened to the world I would become. I war and politics command, and never mind the beating of a drum. Well, my mind it listened patiently, my ears grew tired of the solemn noise. Well, my heart grew numb to all of it now, curiosity we must avoid. When it all comes down again, bear in mind, it'll come. I won't know what's happening, what's heading to me. I'm living free, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mr. Radio, please just let me be. Well, I take some time alone to wonder, singing through my mornings for you. Well, curiosity got the best of me, and late one night I turned her over here. Well, confession in the driver's seat, I lost all touch with the races to be run. Well, the taste of metal on my lips, and from my mouth I pull a loaded gun. When it all comes down again, bear in mind, it'll come. I won't know what's happening, what's hitting me. I'm living free, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mr. Radio, please just let me be.
Awesome.
Thanks.
I'm just going to say, I don't know if I've ever had so many people like going by the window and kind of like going back and forth and dancing a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you see that one guy who kept on going back and
into
forth?
It.
Yes,
he was.
Yeah. So I hadn't heard that before. Is that new?
Yeah, that one's on Move.
So
that one's on Move.
It just sounds different. That's right. They're gonna keep playing. That's right. Just give us a minute. See, look, he's got more people lining up.
All right.
Yeah, that song was definitely on Move, but it kind of took on a little bit more of a jammy vibe the more we played it.
And then
that one at the end, that little lick, is actually the first part of a new song that we just felt like had to be shared.
I have never seen you quite as joyous.
That lick just speaks to me on so many levels, in so many planes, you know, and it gets obvious.
I was like, wow, he is blissed out.
It's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
So we're going to do another new song of mine.
Please do before the crowd starts to riot.
Yeah, before the crowd dissipates. This song is called Dimples. It's about a nickname that the guys at the Music Loft have afforded me. I love them.
And they call you Dimples.
They call me Dimples. Always have. Tell me, gave you the brightest of ideas you saw listening to a backwards brain, a pretty face that's telling you that everything was gonna be alright. And now that he's got your ear, but only 'cause you're looking for something to hear. A different drum, a study case, a time draws near. You gotta pick up something by yourself. He's been on his best behavior, try not to get twisted up into making a name. Don't matter how you play it, baby, everybody's losing the game. He's cis and he's white, but he's just the type of tool that you can't use. He must be on to something, 'cause he smiles when he plays the blues. Went on a quiet street, no, not for being naked, running down the street. Well, the village stray is a goddess tongue, so he won't speak. He'd so much rather sing when spoken to. His lead is slow to move. Well, the quiet desperation feeds a state of groove. Well, penniless in the blessed fighting, and itch to prove the wise can find some hope among the true. He's been on his best behavior, try not to get twisted up into making a name. Don't matter how you play it, baby, everybody's losing the game. He's cis and he's white, but he's just the type of tool that you can use. But he must be on to something, 'cause he smiles when he plays a blues. So now he's asking, how much can I say? Well, every stolen message has a price to pay. Well, I'm barking at the moon, it ain't the only way. But maybe then I will be left alone. So if you find yourself an evening free, well, the music's on the house, so grab a drink on me. Well, more beautiful than the silence is the place that I'll be. But if you're drunk on wasted words, I'll drive you home. I've been on my best behavior, trying not to get twisted up into making money. Everybody's losing the game. I am cis and I am white, but I'm just the type of tool that you can use. But I must be on to something. If I can smile when I play the blues.
You are definitely onto something. Ow! That was awesome. I really like also that line about if you're drunk on wasted words, oh, I'll drive you home.
Yeah, that one really got me. You know, that song took forever. It took forever. And
is it because it's obviously so personal? I mean, you're going with the name that people have, you know? I mean...
I guess so. I think
All your songs that personal?
I really think
and
they
just
are.
Maybe they're just kind of better covered. Then that one's just more clearly.
Yeah, you know, this round of new tunes is really, really special to me. I think because they've all just gestated for so long, and this is kind of a weird thing to talk about. I guess I don't.
Then definitely talk about it.
Okay, I don't vocalize it very much, but
then definitely vocalize it.
I have a really weird kind of thing where. You know, a mental radio station where music plays and it's all the new ideas that are kind of running through.
Uh-huh.
And
except I get that's not weird.
Well, I mean, a lot of artists have it, but it's it kind of drifts in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it takes months and months for me to actually hear the whole song. You know, I get little snippets, and it's only when I get moments of true silence, which is why I moved out into the woods recently and like had a lot of sort of time to meditate and be by myself, because I feel like, you know,
you
really
tune out the other noise.
Well, it's, you know, the farther you get into music, the more you realize that it's
you're
just
stealing
about
everybody else's stuff.
Well, you're being a vessel, you know,
yeah,
and it's
yeah,
you're not the first guy who ever came up with the stuff. So it's
right.
Really about just sitting down and shutting up and letting the music speak for itself.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so this song actually that I'm about to play is another new one. It's called This One's for Steven. And it was about a church in particular in Boston, near Boston, Lynn, Massachusetts, that my brother pastored for a while. And
is Stephen your brother?
I'm sorry?
You said Stephen? Is that your brother?
No, like St. Stephen's Episcopal. My brother's name is Andrew. But
okay.
He's great. He's the chaplain at UNC right now, actually.
Ah.
But he's a really great pastor and spent a lot of awesome time up there near Boston at this church that was really beautiful, but also kind of falling apart. Like most of the structure of the church was really unsound, but
ooh,
they have these amazing stained glass windows from Tiffany's Glass that were donated in the late 1800s. And so
it's something that needs to be salvaged.
Exactly. Yeah. And it just, the vibe in there is uncontrollable. And
uh-huh.
So I spent a lot of time while he was doing office stuff a few years ago working on this song and never finished it. And then I stayed in a church on my last tour by myself. Like no one else was in there. This was in South Carolina. But the song just like...
Wait, did they know you were...
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah,
okay.
they put me up after a show
at
a coffee shop nearby. It's just, you know...
Okay.
But it just ended up being so... prominent in my mind on that radio station that I just had to finish it. And luckily a good friend of mine who has some family that are really great songwriters was there to kind of talk me through it, and the song just kind of finished itself up.
And so what's it called?
This one's for Steven.
For Steven. Wait, is that with a V or a PH?
A PH. St. Stephen. St. Stephen's Episcopal Church is the name
okay.
of it.
Okay. As not an Episcopalian, I don't know.
And this is full of Episcopal jokes, but this one's for everybody that
okay.
can get
all right. Them. Okay. All right. I hope I get some of them. All right. For Stephen on WCOM.
Sitting at a church in Boston that led my brother Key. I lay my weary head at the altar, and God grants me sleep. A red door on the second floor, surrender is key. For Jesus' sake, forget to punish those that murder me. Stained glass from Tiffany's, everything but a summer breeze. It's not the air in a year that's a choking me, it's what I don't believe. Stained glass from Tiffany's, this old house is crumbling. A golden crown and a broken town, but that's not what I need. All I hear is silence, and this God don't talk to me. I'm sitting at a church that loves me. I find myself again waiting on my brother. We're leaving this city of sin. The gardener plants the seed and leaves the carpenter alone. Well, nothing is for certain. Priest or pimp can never know. Stained glass from Tiffany's, everything but a summer breeze. It's not the air in a year that's a choking me, it's what I don't believe. Stained glass from Tiffany's, this old house is crumbling. A golden crown and a broken town, but that's not what I need. All I hear is silence, and this guy don't talk to me.
Awesome. So, but I didn't get any inside Episcopalian jokes. So,
I didn't either, and I'm Episcopalian, so okay. Don't feel too bad.
Okay, good.
That must mean that I wrote them pretty deeply, then, you know.
That's great. All right, so that one's not recorded yet. I definitely have not heard that. So these are all potentially going to get recorded?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. I've already started work on a new record.
Oh, you have?
I'm going to be playing most of the instruments myself, which is pretty exciting.
Ooh. Is this what you're doing alone in the woods? Are you just, like, sitting out there playing and then playing and then playing all night long? Or are you coming into town and recording in someone's studio?
I'm coming into town and recording in a new studio called Sleepy Cat. It's over on Poplar. It's just a home studio that's been kind of converted into more of a, you know, functional space. And it's a dear friend of mine, Simon Kujinian, from Virgin's Family Band and Dad and Dad has started along with Dylan Turner from Grand Shell Game and Skinny Bag and Gabe Anderson also from Virgin's and Dad and Dad. Kind of just got together and, you know, wanted to have a recording space, and those are dudes that I love and trust a lot. And my other records, I've just budgeted so much to the recording space that I felt like I didn't give myself adequate time to really get to know the songs. And in that same vein of, like, teaching myself to shut up and wait.
Yeah.
You know, I've moved out into the woods to consider, and I come into town to work.
So are you by yourself in the woods then, really?
So I live at a place called the Cozy Log Cabin, which is a private venue and, like, event space that's it's a hand-built cabin with two stages and plenty of sound equipment, and we're looking at booking shows for next spring, actually. So we just hired a booking agent.
Fun.
Yeah, so I live in a retired hippie bus that's on the property and has been turned into an apartment. So it's a very small space. It's like a 24-passenger bus, so, you know, it's super chill.
So you need some more roommates,
actually. I know. And if just for us, that's like, you know, it's the best spot. It's so tranquil and, you know, a wonderful place to write and sort of be chill. So I moved out there this summer, and I'm going to be living there on and off for the next couple of years. Just
love that. It's awesome. I'm just going to warn you before you start playing that my daughter and her friend are going to come in, because they're going to come take pictures of us from a different angle.
Excellent.
Yes. Hi, Marianne. Cameron and Matt Phillips. And Patty actually has a show on WCOM on Friday afternoons as well.
Very good.
Yeah, so what are y'all going to play now then?
This is a song called Mother, and this is actually the first one that I've laid down. It has nothing to do with my parents, just about concepts of parents in general and paternal and maternal themes.
But totally not your... Yeah. And wait, has your mother heard it?
Oh, yeah, and they love this song for some reason. It's really weird. My dad...
What?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. There's a specific line about my father being a bastard, and he's not at all, and he's a great dude.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I saw you have a version of this song online, and I was like, oh my goodness, I don't remember this about Matt at all.
My parents are great. I love them. I've lived with them off and on, like, through my whole adult life.
You know, I saw that, and I was like, that's not what I remember at all.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Exactly. So people ask me about it all the time, but it really is just about concepts of, like, maternal and paternal authority, I think.
Interesting. And so what, where'd you get that idea?
Well, I was in my attic working on some old stuff.
Put your mouth close to the mic.
And I just was up there and I sang, "She's my mother." And I was like, that's kind of cool. And then I was like, man, that sounds like it should be played with slide guitar. And I didn't know how to play slide at the time. I played a little dobro and messed around here and there, but I didn't have
a feel
for it.
But you were like, gotta learn.
Now's the time. And so I worked on it pretty much for the past 2 years and am now ready to put it down. And it's such a joy to record. And I got to play bass and drums on it as well, which was really cool for me.
So you have laid down at least one song.
Yeah, at least one. That's going to be the first single, probably.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I heard it before, but now I'm a little less worried about you than I was and I'm so glad you told me that.
My parents are great.
That's what I remembered. I remember you talking about how they were really supportive of your music, and I was like, oh, that's not what I remember at all. Okay. Well, go ahead, then. Totally fictitious mother.
Totally fictitious. Thank you. dark and green. I say as I'm growing like a weed. Oh, my mother teaches me. She said, boy, you better listen up. Doesn't matter night or day, she's got wisdom either way. I drink your water, clean your place. She said, boy, you better listen. I hope my mother loves me, 'cause my mother loves us all. My mother brings me higher, and she never lets me fall. Even my father tells me to go in and sleep it all. I have to tell my father he was wrong. No matter, she's my mother. Ball in the chain, air is heavy on my brain. I drown in the end, a drop of rain. She's the boy, you better listen. Mother tells me you've done wrong. Mother sings a sorry song. Mother knew it all along. She said, boy, you better listen up. Oh, my mother loves me, 'cause she never lets me in. My mother is an angel with a few forgiven sins. My father never loved her, he was always quick to judge. My father is a bastard that contaminates my blood. No matter, she's my mother, a dark and a green. Says I'm growing like a weed. Yeah. Oh, my mother teaches me. She said, boy, you better listen. Scared of my own shadow again.
shadow again. Scared of my own shadow again.
That was awesome.
Why, thank you.
That was awesome. And I'm so much less worried about you because I get, even this time when I heard the song, when I heard like something, what was it? Like something about his bad blood?
Oh, yeah. Father is a bastard that contaminates my blood.
Contaminates my blood. No, every time, the first time I heard that, I was like, oh.
Oh,
and
no.
Even when you were singing it just now and I knew it was fixed and I was still like, oh. So, yeah.
Yeah, that line in particular is about a family history of alcoholism. Yeah, so I'm talking.
Which
in
is
a lot.
Fictitious.
Well, in my family, it's pretty removed, but it exists.
I think in all families,
you know, there's always
someone,
that one uncle.
That
or whatever,
uncle, come
know.
On, and, shame on and, you, uncle.
Of course, and so you know, I just wanted to play with themes that I knew that people would relate to.
Uh huh.
And so I decided to sort of extrapolate stuff that would work for me.
Uh-huh.
To fit. For pretty much anybody. Because you can interpret that song just about any way you want.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wrote that on purpose, you know.
Okay. Trying to sort of make it something that that a lot of... So, before I forget, let's go over all of your, you know, where people can find information about
course,
you.
Yes.
All of... give me all the websites.
So, for me right now, I have a lot more tangible stuff than Cameron because he's just getting back into the scene. But we're working on him as well. So, for me, it's ilikemattphillips.com. And there's also some free music at bit.ly/Matt Phillips. That's really easy.
And Phillips has two L's.
Yeah.
And Matt has two T's.
Matt has two T's. And then Cameron's going to be putting out a record pretty soon.
And then Cameron's going to come back in, on the radio when he does.
I would love to. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And then we'll just, that's right. We've already got
exactly.
plans. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So
but you can find me on, I'm on Twitter a lot at Cameron E. Cook, all one word. Or I'm on Instagram, Cameron_CO. I love Instagram. I think it's a great medium.
Uh-huh.
And Cameron's also an incredible visual artist.
Starting out, just graduated college. I'm doing some freelance graphic design work just in town.
So then what were you studying in school? Were you studying jazz music?
I studied jazz music and advertising through our great journalism school.
Jazz music and advertising.
Yeah, it's an interesting combo.
Were you the only person with that major?
Actually, a good friend of mine juggled both as well. But
okay,
I think we were the only two.
I think that it is very unusual for someone who is musically inclined to also be able to do the business end of things.
Yeah, and that's part of the, you know, the thought is like, if I can learn that, you know, all the Jay-Z's of the world, they're doing okay.
That's right, know? That's right.
We can forget about Tidal for now, but...
Ouch.
Ooh, burn. Sounds great. Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah, we're going to leave you with a nice old Latin jazz tune that we've been playing with for a long time.
Okay.
This is about a girl that doesn't exist, but... If you can really dig around, there's an old recording of us playing this, or at least me playing this, on the Jackie Stern Show, the Wacklin Stern Show. She uses this as her theme song sometimes.
Oh, really?
Which is pretty fun.
Okay,
yeah.
So what's this song called?
It's called Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Why don't you tell me what's on your mind? Hey, getting stuck here all the time. I can't wait anymore for you. Well, Jack, it's like you left me out in the rain. Like you threw me in front of a train. Girl, I don't know anymore what to do. Why don't you tell me the truth, girl? Is it so hard to do now? Am I just wasting all my time? Oh, all the time I spend here with you. You. Well, Jacqueline, you send me all my letters back. You let my vinyl record scratch, and then you let me walk right out your door. Well, Jacqueline, you know this isn't what I need, 'cause I know what's good for me, and I can't keep coming back for more. Why don't you tell me the truth, girl? Is it so hard to do now? Am I just wasting all my time, or all the time I spend here with you? Tell me what's on your mind. Hey, getting stuck here all the time. I can't wait anymore for you. Why don't you tell me the truth, girl? Is it so hard to do now? Am I just wasting all my time? Oh, all the time I spend here with you.
The dancing, y'all were both doing like a little like shoulder thing.
You can't control yourself.
No, you can't. In fact, yeah, it was me too. I was like, oh, we're all dancing. This is good.
Whether we're walking around the house listening to like D'Angelo or like Hiatus Coyote before going to a gig,
or any or like crazy, you know, really just random salsa music,
you know,
love it.
Like, yeah, Cosmic is a big one. There's a lot of dancing in Cosmic.
Yeah, anytime the music's got you dancing in your seats, you can't control it. Mm-hmm. That there is always go. A good sign.
Recipe for success.
Matt Phillips and Cameron Cook, you are welcome anytime.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. You just say, I would like to come now. And I will say, come on in.
Oh, awesome. Brilliant.
Yes,
you're so kind.
Yes, yes.
And I would like to call attention to the fact that you're wearing an original Philharmonic t-shirt.
An original.
OG.
You can't get these.
You cannot get those anymore.
No.
It's perfect. I think it's pretty awesome.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Louise is a longtime fan.
I am.
And I think of you often when I look at my bus, who is aptly named Louise and also has her name painted very prominently on the front. So it's
I am
every
so
time.
Impressed. Take a picture. I want to see
oh,
it.
Oh, I will. I will. I have one on my phone.
Okay. Okay. Yes, right I want to see it. I want to see it. Yeah. All right. That sounds great. That sounds great. I love that you're living in an environment that reminds you of me.
Oh, yes. Me too.
even just a little bit. Even just a little bit. That's great. All right. So I will look forward to seeing and hearing more wonderful things coming from both
Thank
of you,
so you
individually and together, it seems, right? Because y'all are going to do some collaborating as well as your own projects?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to start some co-writing. You know, we have bits of songs here and there that, you know, we're always, you know, hanging out and somehow an instrument comes out, lo and behold. suddenly we're dancing more and I'm like, hey, check out this, you know, 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yes, yes,
so,
yes. All right,
it's a beautiful
okay.
process.
Yes, I definitely am eagerly awaiting more to come.
Well,
yes, and I will air fry. Okay. All right. So thank you so much once again to Matt Phillips and Cameron Cook for rocking out.
Yes, thank you so much.
Rocking my world with some great ear candy today. And you are listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And the Heroes of Hokum is on now. Right? Hello?